Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified. In all that we do, we ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may become always more and more your servants every day, and let us always experience your call to us as human beings, and never try to live a life of trying to be better than we actually are, but seek to be everything you call us to be. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, you may be wondering why I had that interesting prayer there that talks about being not better than we actually are, but being who we are called to be. Well, there's a reason for it. Today's first reading continues what we were talking about in Galatians. And it's a powerful reading, but one of the things that it brings us to is this story that I'm sure you've heard before, and that is where Peter was acting one way with the Gentiles and then acting another way with the Jews because he was afraid of just how he would be taken. And so it's a fascinating story. And one of the reasons why it's fascinating is not so much focusing on Peter, but we want to focus on that reality that sometimes you're in a situation and you don't know exactly what to do and you're trying to figure out what to do. And so it's that lack of being sure of what you are supposed to do. And that's always that very disturbing feeling when that happens, that lack of being sure, that you know, you want to be able to say, this is the way you do it, but sometimes you know that you just can't because you're just not exactly sure. And that happens at times in the faith, and we're seeing it with, of all people, St. Peter. Now, let me throw another thing in there. Remember, let's kind of put this in a human way, which we should be doing anyway. Think about this way. You've got St. Peter and St. Paul. Well, to Peter, who is Paul? An upstart. Now, there's nothing in the Bible that says this. It's just to Peter, we look at the understanding that Paul would be an upstart. So the question is, when we're thinking that through, all of a sudden Paul is telling Peter, who is unsure of how to be, whether how he should be with the Gentiles and how he should be with the Jews, and he feels uncomfortable in both sides, and Paul is the one who tells him. Remember, Paul was intense. Remember this about Paul. He persecuted the Christians because he was so intense of being a strong Pharisee in the name of the Lord. So he was trying to be as faithful as he possibly could. And when he was such a person who was deeply rooted in the law, that's how he was. So when he changed from being a Jew as a Pharisee to a Jew as a Christian, that intensity, which was part of his nature, didn't change. So when you've got St. Peter kind of in that unsure, I'm not sure what I should do here, so this is what I'm going to do, and then Paul is very sure and straightforward, and then he confronts Peter, who is one of the original apostles. So you can rest assured there is that thought, maybe this guy is the upstart, but you also need to realize that St. Paul, he was an educated Jew. He was a Pharisee. He was an educated Jew. He knew his faith extremely well. He knew the law intensely. So he would be able to explain to Peter, this is why the Jews can continue following the law. Don't be playing this game. But he's saying that, remember that in Christianity, all of this is changed. Now, I want to make sure there's a deep understanding here. So I was talking to someone about this, and this idea came up where someone preached something along the lines of, oh, I know what it was. It was actually, now I'm thinking this, this kind of explains a few things. It was actually a person who is a great guy and he's a mentor. I won't mention his name. He's a priest. And he was explaining that after Vatican II, and it may have even been before that, maybe even as early as the 50s. No, maybe it would have been after. But anyway, there was the understanding not to teach the Ten Commandments. And when he told me that, I remembered that. I remembered that. I was very young, but it was we didn't have to teach the Ten Commandments anymore because we had the Beatitudes, and the Beatitudes replaced the Ten Commandments. That was a bad teaching, but where did it come from? It came from the idea that in Christ, the Old Testament doesn't count. Now, that is an actual heresy. Believe it or not, it's called Martianism. It has nothing to do with the planet. It has to do with a man by the name of Martian, M-A-R-C-I-O-N, and it's called Martianism. But we can all just boast of the fact we're not Martians, unless we believe that the Old Testament doesn't count. And Martianism was the belief that actually we're dealing with two gods, an Old Testament God and a New Testament God. Well, obviously they came to learn that this was a bad teaching, that this was heresy to say you didn't teach the Ten Commandments, that you taught the Ten Commandments and the Beatitudes instead of the Beatitudes and not the Ten Commandments. But it all came down to this whole difference between how we understand the faith prior to Jesus and how we understand the faith after Jesus. And this is what Paul and Peter were struggling with. We'll talk on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to check that out. Connect to the parish. Remember, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. So remember that. And if you're looking for a place to go to church, you know where to find us. 10 o'clock a.m. at 43 Holton Street at Alston, Massachusetts. But check out, listen to our podcasts, and if you can't catch them here on the radio, and let other people know where they can find them. CatholicAudioMedia.com. It happens to me all the time. You know, how do I listen to your show? I tell them the whole bit, you know, WEZE in the morning, WROL in the afternoon, two different programs. And then if you can't make any of those, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can connect to the parish that way. St. Anthony in Alston, stanthonyalston.org is another way you can do that. And you can find out how to find us and everything else. Someone called me up the other day, said, Father, what is the time for your confessions? So they're looking for confessions, and obviously they don't go to church regularly here, so sometimes people will look for a confession in the church they don't go to, and they decided to come to our church because that's, you know, that was where they knew there was a place they can go. So consider that. Come to St. Anthony in Alston. So we're talking about, you know that feeling it is. Do I do this? I'm not sure if this is the right thing or it's the wrong thing. It's just something I don't know. And you know that. And that was the feeling that obviously you get as you read this story about St. Paul, who's confronting St. Peter. And as I said, St. Peter probably looked at him maybe even up until that time as an upstart. Who is this guy? Who is this guy who's talking to me? I've been around. I knew Jesus and everything else. I went with him every day. And all of a sudden, this upstart comes along, tells me I'm wrong. I don't think he actually did that. But there would be some sense of that until probably this would have solidified everything. He would have understood that Paul really knows his stuff. He's learned, and he also knows his stuff from being a Pharisee. And he really can guide us. And it was at that point that we see this major, again, you want to be careful of the word. It's not a division. It's like a separation, but separation of, what do they call it? Separation of labor. Peter would preach to the Jews and Paul and Barnabas would preach to the Gentiles. And that's where that continues. And so Paul and Barnabas become the apostles to the Gentiles. So that's why we hear the story in Acts of the Apostles is Paul being up in Greece and talking to them about the monument they had to the unknown God. And that's why we also hear the story of Peter. There's that famous story of Peter where he is... It's the story of Annas and Sapphira, who are donating to the community, but they're actually lying in their donation. And I'm not going to go into the graphic details. Just say it does not go well. So we understand that. But what is he confronting them on? He's confronting them on they're coming from their own background, their own tradition, where you learn what the Lord asks for, you give him, and you don't say, yes, I'm giving you this, and actually you're lying, which is what they were doing. So he's coming from the Jewish perspective. Paul is too, but Paul's now able, because of his background, to teach to the Gentiles. And that's where this separation really begins, because part of this reading from Galatians, they talk about it's at that point that Barnabas and Paul would go out, as I said, and preach to the Gentiles. Now, remember, the difference between the Gentiles and the Jews is all of that tradition that we have learned from the Jews, we learn through our history and everything else. The Gentiles didn't have any of that. And that's how we learn it from them learning it and passed down. But the Gentiles didn't have any of that because they were Greeks. You go back. I always try to bring up the fact whenever we're talking about Aristotle, Aristotle never met Jesus. He lived 200 years before Jesus. And Socrates, obviously, who was, I believe, a teacher to Plato, who was then the teacher to Aristotle, if I have that right. Socrates obviously never met Jesus. So the Gentiles have none of that Jewish history behind them. And so Paul has to teach it all from square one. Powerful story that we see in this simple reading. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.